Epiphany. That's where we're at, right? Epiphany. What does that mean? It means a showing forth or a revelation or a revelation of divine being. It can also mean having a meaningful insight about something related to an individual's life. In this season of Epiphany, we rediscover that, like Jesus, we have a calling to bring glory to God. In words of counsel to first century Christians, Peter wrote, "Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that they may see your good deeds and glorify God." That's from 1 Peter, chapter 2, verse 12. Not only is Jesus the great servant shown forth in this season, we as his servants are on display as well. May we show forth servanthood in ways that glorify God. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Good morning. Second Sunday in Epiphany. My name is Rick Durling. I am gladly filling in for Pastor Lucky, and he and Alicia are celebrating their anniversary, I believe, 15? Wow. Hi, Pastor Lucky. I think he's watching. Everybody, let's do it on three. Hi, Pastor Lucky. One, two, three.
Hi, Pastor Lucky.
And Alicia. Yes, yes. I realized my mistake right away. We'll have fellowship in the fellowship hall right after service today. I wanted to, before we begin, have a couple of thank yous. Of course, our wonderful Colleen on the music over here. We have Sam in the box helping to mix the audio and visual from tonight, this morning, into a stream that can go out live. We got George on the camera, Jonathan, Callie. Where's Oscar? How come he's not back there doing it? Oh, I forgot. He's in charge. Thank you. And ushers, Bill and Peggy, we have so many people to thank for this morning's service. It's never just the person standing up here in front of you. A couple of announcements. Oh, I also wanted to thank Pastor Larry Oliver. As you see, today is a Communion Sunday, and Pastor Oliver did come over to consecrate the elements for us at our request, and I appreciate that very much. So a reminder that Donna DeWeese's celebration of life will be held here at Peace on Saturday, the 4th of February at 1 p.m., and I think more details will be coming out about that as we get closer. Also, Bob Glaither's celebration of life will be held next Saturday at 11 a.m. That's the 21st. At Peace, and all are welcome to that. So after the service, there will be a reception for out-of-town visitors, as well as family. And then all of us will have the opportunity the next day, after our worship service, we're going to have a potluck. So everybody bring something that Rick will like, okay? And that potluck will be right after worship, and then we can all connect as Bob's church family with Kay and the rest of the family. Yes, Elaine.
Yeah, I think we understand that if you can't bring anything or don't want to,
sure. Yeah, all are welcome. If you want, bring something potluckish that I will like, of course. All right. Let's see, what else? Our annual congregation meeting also has been moved. It will be on February 5th, right after worship. Is that right, George? Okay. There's also a Peace Church Council meeting this coming Tuesday in the Fellowship Hall at 7 p.m. And Pastor will be back in the office per usual on the 17th. That's also the same day as the council meeting. Are there any? Oh, I know. There we go. Yeah. Almost forgot. Diane, do you want to come up here?
Can you hear me in the back?
Yes.
Tomorrow is a backpack work party at 1 o'clock. We would love any help. All you have to do is show up. We will give you instructions on how to fold things and take things off and put them in the backpacks, and we are, our goal is to fill 100 bags.
Wow.
So it's incredible to be part of it, to know that you're making a difference. And there's no special skill required except for the willing heart to come and help. If tomorrow does not work for you, there's a couple of us meeting at 4:30 tonight to bring in from storage units and even my house some bigger boxes. We've already started, but we've got about 3 or 4 more times what we've brought in already to just bring them into the fellowship hall, and we're going to get that all set up. So if you can come and give us a hand at 4:30 today or at 1 o'clock tomorrow, it would be very much appreciated. Thank you.
Thanks, Diane. I did see a lot of big boxes coming in, so if there's more, they could probably use some help.